Iran's General Salami boasts of potent missile to make our enemies shiver. By Simon Kent on November 6, 2020. The chief of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, General Hossein Salami, unveiled a new domestic missile system Thursday he boasted would make enemies of the Islamic Republic shiver in fear. "Our missiles make our enemies shiver and force them into retreat. And if need be, this fearsome program will impose our political will upon them," the confident Salami said. He issued a warning to foreign adversaries. "Our enemies are facing a decline in power. And with each passing day, the slope of this decline is accelerating," Salami said, "but the enemy's threats still remain. As such," he argued, "the Iranian armed forces must be very careful and vigilant and increase our talent, capacity, defense and deterrence areas in which the latest missile system could help." Videos of the system have emerged showing a facility in which groups of missiles ready to fire are moved using an automated railway system. The quasi-official Iran's Military Achievements Media states on its YouTube channel that wagons carrying ballistic and long-range missiles can create continuous shooting conditions in this system, and that the quantity and continuity of the missile will increase impressively in a safe atmosphere. The new system is also said to have been made entirely in Iran and is just the latest in a string of military advances claimed by the country and its military elite. The location of the facility in the latest videos and photos has not been confirmed, but Iran has built underground caves to protect ballistic missiles in the past, and has released imagery that showed long lines of ballistic missiles on launchers. That process seems to have been augmented with the automated railway system, which could potentially allow more missiles to be fired from a single bunker, experts say. On multiple occasions in recent years, Iran has fired those missiles against different targets, most notably in January, when over a dozen of them landed on the U.S. run Ain al-Azad air base in neighboring Iraq. The attack was Iran's response to the killing of its top general Qasem Soleimani in a U.S. airstrike, as Breitbart News reported. UPI contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.